O'Hara, Carter, Slaus, Eden, Davis. Names given to wharfs built here just after the mid-19th century. However, the point that was home to all of them still bears the name of its original owner, Felix O'Hara, who built his first home here in 1764. O'Hara later had a second home built farther up the hill. The house was originally built where the cathedral stands today, but it was later moved to the very end of De La Cathédrale Street on Jacques Cartier Street, where it is now home to the Bishop of the Diocese of Gaspé.
O'Hara's Point was a favorite spot of Amerindians. They often camped here, where the natural shelter against foul weather allowed them to stay in complete comfort. That's all the evidence some historians need to see the point as one of the sites where Jacques Cartier could have planted his famous cross. O'Hara's Point is undoubtedly one of the locations that played the biggest role in the growth of the town of Gaspé. It was an obvious place to build wharves. These wharves were rather simple in construction. The outline was determined by two rows of piles driven closely together, and the space between the rows was then filled in with rocks and gravel to serve as the body of the wharf. The depth of the water at the end of the wharves made them accessible even to large ships. Nonetheless, it wasn't until 1840 that James Carter built the first true commercial wharf. John Slaus soon followed suit, as did the Eden brothers in 1861. By this point, the area was bristling with wharves, businesses, warehouses, inns, taverns, and private homes, becoming not only the busiest part of town, but also a key port for all of Eastern Canada's ocean traffic. O'Hara's Point was the heart of Gaspé throughout the 19th century and into the early 20th. A variety of goods were loaded and unloaded from large ships docked at the wharves. Day-to-day consumer products, dry salted cod, lumber from local sawmills, and more. The city was finding its legs.
A few traces of the past. If you look closely at the shores of O'Hara's Point, you can see the tips of piles that were once part of Davis's Wharf, which was destroyed in the early 1970s during construction of Gaspé Boulevard. Very little evidence of all this activity remains.